listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we're continuing our series on the teaching ministry within the fivefold calling, looking at one of the most urgent issues facing the church, the difference between true teachers and false teachers. Scripture warns us that many will arise, but also equips us to discern the genuine from the counterfeit. Our key verse today comes from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "But false prophets also appeared among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have been looking at the teaching ministry in the fivefold calling. We defined what a teacher is. We studied biblical examples of teaching. And yesterday, we talked about the weight of responsibility that comes with being a teacher. The accountability before God and the stricter judgment teachers face. But today, we need to step into something that is both sobering and absolutely necessary. The difference between true teachers and false teachers. If apostles can be true or false, if prophets can be true or false, if a shepherd can be true or false, then teachers can be as well. And Scripture doesn't just warn us about the possibility of false teachers. It tells us they will be present among us. Our key verse is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and it says, "But false prophets also appeared among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves." Notice that Peter doesn't say maybe. He says there will be false teachers among you. That means that we need to know how to recognize them, how to guard against their influence, and how to stay rooted in the truth. So let's begin with the simplest distinction. True teachers build up the body of Christ in the truth of God's word. False teachers tear it down by introducing lies. Paul warned in Acts chapter 20, verses 29 and 30, "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them." Now, do you hear that? False teachers don't just come from outside. They rise up from within. They often carry charisma, influence, and a platform. They may look the part, sound convincing, and even use scripture. But their motive is not to feed the flock. It is to draw people after themselves. True teachers point people to Jesus. False teachers point people to themselves. Jesus gave us the ultimate test in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." This test applies to teachers too. Fruit is not talent. Fruit is not crowd size. Fruit is not how many followers someone has. Fruit is character, doctrine, and impact. Does their teaching line up with the whole counsel of God's word, or do they cherry-pick verses to support their own ideas? Does their life reflect humility, holiness, and integrity, or is it marked by pride, greed, and compromise? Does their teaching lead people to deeper devotion to Christ, or to dependency on the teacher themselves? Fruit never lies. Over time, the fruit will always reveal whether a teacher is true or false. One of the most dangerous things about false teaching is that it often doesn't sound outrageous at first. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light." False teaching often comes disguised as enlightenment, progress, or deeper revelation. It appeals to the flesh. It soothes the conscience. It entertains the ears. But in the end, it denies Christ's lordship and undermines God's truth. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, "For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths." That time has come. People don't just want teachers of truth. They want teachers who will affirm their sin, celebrate their rebellion, and remove the offense of the cross. And sadly, many false teachers are eager to give them exactly what they want. And in contrast, true teachers don't tickle ears. They pierce hearts with truth. Paul charged Titus in Titus chapter 1, verse 9, "Holding firmly with faithful words, which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it." True teachers do two things. One, they exhort with sound doctrine, feeding, encouraging, and building up. And two, they refute those who contradict, standing against error, exposing lies, and protecting the flock. This means a true teacher is not just a nice communicator. They are a defender of the truth. They are willing to confront falsehood, even when it's unpopular. They are willing to say, "Thus says the Lord," even when culture screams otherwise. False teachers often start with truth, but then they drift into error. Think of Apollos in Acts chapter 18. At first, his understanding was incomplete, but he was humble enough to receive correction from Priscilla and Aquila. That humility kept him from becoming false. The difference between a true teacher and a false teacher is often humility. A true teacher remains teachable. A false teacher hardens in pride. A true teacher allows the word to correct them. A false teacher reshapes the word to fit them. This is why Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, "Pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." A teacher who stops paying close attention to doctrine will inevitably drift into deception. Another mark of false teachers is their motive. Peter describes them in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, "And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." False teachers exploit. They manipulate for money, power, or influence. They use the sheep instead of serving the sheep. They promise blessing while lining their own pockets. Meanwhile, true teachers, on the other hand, will sacrifice. Like Paul, who said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15, "I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls." True teachers are not in it for what they can gain. They are in it for what they can give. And the Bible gives us multiple examples of false teachers. The Pharisees. Jesus rebuked them in Matthew 23 for teaching traditions of men while neglecting the commands of God. Hymenaeus and Philetus. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, that they strayed from the truth, saying the resurrection had already taken place, and upsetting the faith of some. The Nicolaitans, Revelation chapter 2, verses 15, tells us that they spread compromise and immorality in the early church. And each of these groups shows us the danger of false teaching. It doesn't just distort ideas, it destroys lives. And the antidote to false teaching is not suspicion of everyone, but devotion to the truth. Acts chapter 17, verse 11 commends the Bereans, saying, "For they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." If you want to discern between true and false teaching, you must know the word for yourself. False teachers thrive where biblical illiteracy abounds. True teachers are confirmed when believers measure their words against scripture. That's why Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 says the fivefold gifts, including teachers, are given so we are no longer to be children tossed about by waves and carried around by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. Teachers exist to anchor believers in truth so that they won't be tossed around. True teachers point to Christ. They live in humility, they handle the word accurately, and they build up the body of Christ. False teachers point to themselves. They walk in pride, they distort the word, and exploit the body for gain. The difference may not always be obvious at first. Wolves come in sheep's clothing. False teachers may look the part and sound convincing, but over time, their fruit, their motives, and their doctrine will reveal the truth. If you are called as a teacher, let this sober you. Stay humble. Stay in the Word. Stay submitted to the Spirit. And guard against the temptation to compromise for popularity, money, or influence. And if you are under teaching, test everything by the Word of God. Honor true teachers. Pray for them. But do not blindly follow anyone who contradicts the word, no matter how gifted or popular that they might be. Tomorrow, we will wrap up this series on the fivefold ministry by looking at how teachers equip the body of Christ, bringing stability, maturity, and unity to the church. And this will tie together not only the role of teachers, but the entire fivefold calling that we have studied for these past weeks. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.